in the movie, he in the
spoiler
movie,
alert. We're about to talk about.
Oh God, Watchmen, sorry. Spoiler alert for Watchmen the movie and Watchmen the comic, the graphic novel.
Yes, yes.
In the movie, Rorschach is clearly suffering, like, because he's like figured out what this guy did to this kid.
Yes,
and it's like hitting him in a way he wasn't prepared for.
Right.
He handcuffs the guy to the stove or whatever.
Right.
And then, like, at least in the director's cut that I have, he just splits the guy's head with a cleaver.
Right.
Like he did with the dog.
Yes.
Echoing that again. And this all has, I'm not going to get it. Sorry, Alan Moore people. I know you all know this, but, you know, there's all kinds of things in the comic about, like, clock faces and symmetry. And in that case, the symmetry of the dog's head. And, like, that's, right, I love it so much. That. Oh my God, it's so good. But what he does in the comic, he handcuffs the guy to the stove and hands him a hacksaw and sets the place on fire.
Oh, very Mad Max-ish. How come I forgot all that?
Maybe. Just extremely different in terms of like what, and again, I'm not even giving you all the shading of like in the comic, it's, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I was on Unjustly Maligned and did a terrible job defending the Watchmen movie because I love the Watchmen movie. But, you know, the comic is such a different and special thing. It's like trying to adapt the Bible. It's like somebody's going to be mad. Because there's something special to what, in particular, like what, think about like what Dave Gibbons did with the panels. You think about the fearful symmetry issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no comic like Watchmen. There's a reason everybody likes it so much. It's extremely special. And it's even featured on my MerlinM.com/meetup page. The comic that I like, graphic novel, me moo.
I think it still holds up. And I think it holds up.
So
it holds up as in two things. One, as still a great story. And two, as an amazing piece of work that's very representative of its time.
Yes. So you know it's a little, you know it's a little dated in that sense. If you didn't live through the Cold War like we did, you can't appreciate when people like you or me or John try to tell people, no, like actually I walked around every day wondering if this is the day that I would die in nuclear war.
Yeah.
That's how it felt in the mid-80s.
It did.
It really, really felt like that. Where it felt like this one thing going wrong in Afghanistan could mean the entire East Coast gets blown up.
Right.
It's really fucking complicated. But it's still terrific. And that's the other thing, you know, Zack Snyder, I don't know. I don't think he's the greatest director, but boy, he does some stunning stuff visually. Like, are you looking forward to the DC movie coming out? Like, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
It looks awful.
Yeah.
It's like, God, what else is he going to do to us? But with that said, he massacred the ending. I mean, if you don't do the ending from the Watchmen comic, I mean, it's like, really? You know? Anyway, okay, end of spoilers. So we go to showbot.5by5.tv where people have titles. Moises Chuyon has suggested D&D for vomit.
I like it.
I like that too. An anxiety-producing exercise, me mo, a ladle of ladling, kind of like that one.
A little D&D.
A little sophisticated long-form poop joke. During a party. Pick one. You pick. Ladling your books. Hanging out with Deputy Dog.
I like D&D for vomit. A ladle of ladling is special. That's a special one.
A ladle of ladling, because that really does sound like something in AD&D.
Yes, I vote that. I'm upvoting it right now.
You open the chest and find 16 gold pieces and a ladle of ladling.
James the Beast.
Zip, zip, zip. All right, ladle of ladling. All right, and I'll come up with the show notes.
All right.
So do you just want to go to 2 hours later?
I mean,
I can do that if you want to do that.
Let's try it.
Okay, so today is today.
Yeah.
Then starting next week. Yeah, I can do that.
I mean, would that benefit you?
Yeah, it would.
Let's do it. I benefit me. I think we'll try it. Let's do it. See how it works. See how it
let's
feels.
Try it next week.
Try it on.
Yeah, let's try it. It puts a little bit hole in my day, but I would like to try that. Let's try next week at 11.
I know what you mean by hole in the day, because we've been doing mine at 11, and I know what you mean. But I know you want it starting. What's your goal to have it end? When would you want to have it end?
An episode?
Yeah, like time-wise.
Oh, I allow at least 2 hours.
Okay.
And then, you know, the thing is like, you know, anyway, no, nobody cares. So test. Well, no, it's just that, like, you know, my the compression for me is that It's a little early for me with morning stuff, and I can't participate too much in house stuff, but it's not early enough to be where I could do house stuff, but late enough that it's like, get in. I do like to like read everybody's email and all that and prep a little bit
right,
there.
Sure.
And then afterwards, there's the show notes and stuff. So like the like 10 o'clock would be great, but 11 o'clock is worth a spin. Let's give it a try.
All right.
Let's try 11 next, the 26th. Holy crap.
Isn't that weird?
And we'll do that. All right.
All right, man.
Perfect. So you're going to send this to the kid? I'll send you my side.
I'm going
to
do it right now.
I was really super impressed and loved it that it was an early last week. That made me very happy.
I think we can be even faster this time.
Oh, all right. I'll send it to you.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.